All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts. Mark, for the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
Well, game two of the series with the Tigers and Orioles will be tomorrow at Comerica. You got your Rick Porcello and your Bud Norris, big Bud Norris, big bad Bud. Today, the Tigers, no problema in the gloaming, beat the Orioles at Comerica 10-4. Plenty of good sections were available, but you can understand that on a Friday, kind of cold, rainy afternoon. 17 hits, 4 by Miguel Cabrera. The fourth of those was his 2,000th, and it happened to be his first hit of the season. Torrey Hunter hit a homer. So did Rajay Davis, a 3-run shot. Torrey and AJ each had 3 hits. A lot of offense today. Sanchez and Smiley went a combined 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 6 Ks. Jabba Chamberlain came up, gave up 2 in the ninth after Ian Kroll pitched a perfect 8th. Cabrera's homer, though, was his 2,000th hit of his career, and he got a nice standing ovation from the 8 people who were left at Comerica today. 10-4 the final to play again tomorrow. Tigers 3-0. Wings are up 2-0 now in the Sabres late first. Darren Helms got his 11th. Thomas Yurko with his 7th. So the Wings lead this terrible Buffalo team and should have no problem with them tonight. 2-0 to score at Joe Louis. Pistons and Brooklyn have started the second quarter. They're about a minute in. Nets lead 27-24. And a win tonight by the New York Knicks and a loss by the Pistons means that the Pistons are officially done and cannot make the 8th and final playoff spot in the East. Local scores first, Sportsnet with Parker Demand, presented by Sporty Cuts. Canadian Senators have stopped reporting their score. I don't know what's going on in Ottawa, but something's happening there. Blue Jackets lead the Blackhawks 2-1 in the second. Ryan Johansson with his 31st of the season for Columbus. Alex Ovechkin's 49th, and the Caps still lead the Devils 1-0. Flames and Panthers just getting started. No score in that game. Other NBA, Memphis over Denver, 41-34 in the second. Charlotte by 21 over Orlando in the second, 51-30. At the half in Toronto, the Raptors lead the Pacers 54-46. Atlanta over the Cavs 34-23 in the first. Philly leads Boston 23-17 second. Minnesota trails at Miami 27-23 in the first. Chris Bosh already with 10. And Washington leads the Knicks 20-19 late first. Other baseball, American League. Indians over the Twins 7-2 in the eighth. Jason Kipnis went to my high school, thank you. Outside Chicago, gets a new 6-year deal for over $52 million to remain at second base with the Indians. He signed into 2020, and the Indians lead the Twins by 5 in the 8th. Greg Holland, first save, probably first of many for Kansas City. Royals beat the White Sox 7-5. Yankees now lead the Blue Jays in the second 2-1. Rays over the Rangers 1-0 second. And Astros Angels just getting started at Minute Maid. National League, Braves over the Nationals 2-1 this afternoon. Phillies ruin the Wrigley opener for the Cubs 7-2. Giants win their fourth. They beat the Dodgers 8-4. 17 hits for the Rockies at Coors. Beat Arizona 12-2. Cardinals Pirates in a rain delay at Pittsburgh. Reds lead the Mets 1-0 in the third. Marlins now 5-0 over the Padres in the fourth. One interleague game. The Brewers beat the Red Sox in the Fenway opener 6-2. NCAA Final Four tomorrow in North Texas. Big Cowboy Stadium. UConn in Florida will go at 6:09 sharp. That game will be followed by Kentucky and Wisconsin. The winners will play Monday night at that Jerry Jones facility for the national title.
Pure greed by the NCAA.
PGA Houston Open round two. Sergio Garcia, 12 under par, tied with Matt Kuchar. Going to the weekend. Four at -8, 4 shots back. Phil Mickelson shoots a 70, a 270 to go to 6 under. He is 6 back. And NASCAR qualifying at Texas is tomorrow at 3:10 p.m., the race Sunday about the same time, 3:10 Eastern. That's the Duck Commander 500 at the Texas Motor Speedway. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. So here we are in the 8 o'clock hour. We were talking about the Golf Digest decision, and it's a beautiful picture of her. Wayne Gretzky's daughter, Janet Jones. She has her mom's looks and body.
Well, she's a beautiful model, Janet Jones.
Yeah, she was great in The Flamingo Kid. But Janet Jones has a daughter, and so does Wayno. I mean, not captain, but Gretzky, the great one, who is awfully attractive, and she is engaged to current PGA touring professional Dustin Johnson, has been for a while. On the cover of Golf Digest, Rob, she's wearing a white bikini top and matching white leggings.
Nice.
The last two females on the cover were Michigan State's very own Holly Saunders, spelled S-O-N-D-E-R-S, who played at Michigan State, but did not, I don't think, had a great pro career, and now she's on the Golf Channel. And before she was prior to Kate Upton, who was on the cut because Kate's got to be on everything, Justin Verlander's babe, but not with Justin Verlander, but instead with Arnold Palmer. And not the tea.
I was going to say she wanted iced tea and lemonade together.
No, the actual Arnold Palmer, who's still going strong in his 80s. She was on there with Arnie.
I think she spiked his Metamucil.
Spiked his Metamucil. Oh, so we had a request on Facebook.
Right.
To describe again. Rob, they missed this. For 6 years, Rob had a breakfast for an old person.
Always.
So, Rob, if you will now engage us with the breakfast of champions for old people.
I'd always say a cup of decaf coffee, sodium-free bacon, and a chest x-ray. That was it.
That's Rob's. I wish you could add a thing.
What else could I add to that?
Had Metamucil in there.
Like a cup of decaf coffee, sodium-free bacon, and a chest x-ray. It's perfect.
You think the three just...
Yeah, you don't want to overdo it.
Okay.
Not some sort of muffin or whatever. That's really... It's
or
a
like
chest x-ray.
Or those, like those tablets you have for heartburn or something, or a Beano.
A
Beano.
And there'll be no gas.
For anybody that goes, too much?
248-848-1130.
And there's an uproar by the LPGA Tour led by Stacey Lewis, who's won majors, and she's 23 years old, went to the University of Arkansas, and kind of the LPGA legend, if you will, Julie Inkster.
But who runs the LPGA? Is it a man or a woman?
I
don't know.
No, I was going to say Val Ackerman. She was the
WNBA, right.
I think Tim Fincham is the PGA commissioner. Hey, EP, look up who is the LPGA. I think it's a female. The LPGA
Well, shame on her, Mark.
Write it up on the screen.
Shame on her that she hasn't made sure that her golfers are being represented on the magazine.
Okay, I just want to bring it up because I know that this has already come up, and even did Casey or Matt or somebody said it. This tour has become quite Korean, very Asian. They don't embrace the language. That's their business. I'm not saying either way if that's good or bad. But there are times when you look at the leaderboard and you'd swear you were watching an Asian golf tournament. They have really come in to play, and no one complains about them. There's not an outcry or a public uproar by Morgan Pressel, who's one of, you know, a Michigan native, Aaron Krickstein's niece, to, like, you know, get the Koreans off the tour. NB Park and others, you know, have done very well here. NB has done terrific, and she's been a very good ambassador for her country. I'm not trying to say anything about that in a negative light, but it's a fact of the case.
So you're thinking because there are too many
Rob,
Asian
you said
women?
It yourself. The NHL used to be a league you knew the names.
Yep. So you think that because you don't know who they are or that...
For whatever reason, American girls are not playing as much and trying to get their tour cards on this tour. The South Koreans have taken advantage of that. They're all coming over here to make the good money and play. I'm telling you,
they've worked harder and they've decided to make a career out of it.
I have seen actual LPGA leaderboards where there has not been one American name on it.
Wow.
For the Safeway Classic in Portland or the tournament in Rochester, New York, or this weekend is the Nabisco, I believe, Kraft Nabisco. They'll be very much a part of the leaderboard. Noah, you're on Sportsnet with Parker DeMann. Hi, Noah.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mark, you mentioned about Michelle Wee being a total slob, and then, Rob, you hit the nail right on the head about if a woman's a slob, the best bet is to just run.
Run the other way. My mother always told me that. She said, if a woman's not clean in her kitchen or bathroom, you could just imagine.
Oh, no question. And just, you know, back when in college days when I used to do a lot of dating, it seemed like every single girl that was a slob, they all thought the same way, you know, that they're hoo-ha was a self-cleaning oven, but instead it smelled like a nursing home, and it was like pulling apart a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, God.
This is a PSA for your younger viewers.
Oh,
guys,
God.
Run. Thanks, man.
Yep, run the other way.
Well, look, all I could do is tell you what I saw on the Faraday thing, and she was not shy. Michelle, we opened up her college room. She lives on campus.
That's shocking that she would be such a
slob. She knows David Faraday and the cameras are coming. And you see this crap all over the place.
Was there food containers and stuff?
Yeah, when they showed the little kitchen that she has, like a little kitchenette. I mean, she lives like a poor person.
Did you see any mice?
No, Mises? I didn't see any rats. And she even...
There's not going to be rats in the dorm.
She even said, hey, mice. I don't need much. I got this little car and I got my little apartment. That's all I need. There was like a crappy couch. And I think they went into the bedroom and there was like a... I think the mattress is like on the floor. I mean, it was really, I was stunned.
Right.
That her
she's
parents.
She's made some money, though. I mean, she has money.
It's not a mystery who she is. I was stunned. All right, the commissioner of the LPGA, I don't know how long he's been here, but it's a guy.
See, that's the problem, and that's
Michael
what I'm trying to.
Wan, is W-H-A-N, is the LPGA commissioner.
He used to sing with George Michael, right?
He was on Wham. That's right. He was LPGA commissioner.
Come on, Gary. You got me. Come on, Gary. I need you. Thank you.
Is there like a bio on this guy? Let me see. Is there a Wikipedia on this dude? When was he named? He's been there at since 2010. I never heard of the dude. Have you?
But that's the issue is what I'm trying to say is that for him not to step in, Mark, and look at the magazine and say, dude, what are we doing here? I got to promote my women. It's my league. My tour, right?
This is Golf Digest. This is the Bible for golfers.
Right.
This is where serious golf takes place. This isn't like, and they said it, Stacey Lewis said it herself. It was? Oh, you don't know. EP writes, it was his idea. Because he's a hot guy and he wants to see hot chicks. He's kind of a hot dude if you're into news.
Would you stop?
I'm just telling you. I'm looking at him. I would not believe this guy was the commissioner of the LPGA Tour. I would not believe that. If I looked, hey, what do you think this guy should be on What's My Line? If they had, they
What's My Lion?
We should play that. What's My Lion? It was his idea. I can't get past that now. But they said it. Said this is not the Playboy swimsuit or the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, where Sports Illustrated dedicates an entire issue to that kind of thing. It's not like they do that every other week. There's a cover of Tiger. There's a cover of Miguel Cabrera. Then they're going to have another chick in a swimsuit. They could do that if they wanted to sell more magazines, but they don't do that. So Stacey Lewis and Julie Inkster have asked, well, why do you have to do it here? What is the point of the picture of Polina Gretzky? And she is attractive. I'm sorry, Wayne, you did a great job. Janet Jones, it was mostly you. And Gretz just had his fantasy camp in Las Vegas. So he's still spending money up the hoo-ha, as it were. Look, the serious golfer, if they really want Morgan Pressel on the cover, and if the LPGA wants her,
Mark,
then they need to go do something about it.
Really, I want to stop. Help me out.
I'm going to stop you.
And I want people to really tell me this.
I want to stop you.
Do you really, with what's available on the internet now, and in the privacy of your own home, with your laptop or your iPad, do you really get off at looking at chicks in a magazine with actual swimsuits on?
Oh, Lord, no.
Really? Mark, help me out. Does that make you buy a magazine? Does it? I'm asking because that doesn't make me buy a magazine. If I want to see skin, I want to see skin.
I think there's something still traditional about
the Sports
days, Illustrated swimsuit issue.
In the old days, I get it, Mark. Please, I'm not going to buy a Sports Illustrated. For what? I can see the real thing for free.
But you don't understand
I'm
how
asking
many people
you.
Don't do that.
Mark, plenty of people do it.
Plenty of people. But plenty don't. The magazine, people that'll still buy a magazine as opposed to reading it on Kindle.
248-848-1130. Please tell me if you're still buying magazines because they have a scantily clad woman on the cover. Really? Is that why the sales are going up? My God, I have to get my Sports Illustrated. Mark, I know.
Well, I was first in. I mean, as soon as you told me there was porn on the computer, that's when I got one.
Well,
remember?
Yeah,
I was a holdout until the porn.
Yeah, but the problem is with your magazine, you can't open it after a while.
What was that number again?
248-848-1130. I'm sorry.
You know, we got young Sarah. She's very impressionable. Please.
Sarah's laughing over it. She's like the best.
You know,
I need her in here with a mic.
This
on.
Is not that show. I could tell you we could do a different show. There's a whole different program
just,
I got.
But really, Gary.
Blow
Gary,
your mind.
Gary, please. Gary's a married guy, right? Gary, are you on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so you're married, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Now,
yeah,
Gary,
I'm here.
Do you really buy magazines because there's a pretty woman on the cover? Does that still go on?
No, I mean, I barely even buy magazines as it is with an iPad.
Right,
and everything.
Right. I'm just saying, and if you want to see skin, you can see skin without buying a magazine.
It is. You're two clicks away from some of the most hyenas porn in the history. Two clicks.
Right, two clicks.
And it doesn't even have one word that's associated to porn so like kids could do it.
Sometimes
I'm not going to give it to you, but I'm telling you that you're two clicks.
Sometimes only one click, depending on your bookmarks.
It's true.
Well, I was trying to talk to Gary, not the people that even know what bookmarks are.
Sorry.
Okay.
Bookmarks, skid marks on.
Look, I got a dad who's never sent an email. You got to turn the damn machine on. So, you know, I know there are people out there that still would have to rely on the sports.
Your dad's never sent an email?
No. Never had a cell phone, never sent an email.
He's old school.
If he's out, you don't get him. You got to wait till he gets home.
My mom was that way before she passed, Mark.
And she hasn't been gone that long.
Right. Never had any, never, and never cell phone. Had no, she has a house phone. If they call me, if I'm not home, they'll call back. That's what she said. Wouldn't let me, Mark. I bought my mom stove, refrigerator, you know, all kinds of
stuff. You know what I'm
saying? You know, no dishwasher. She told me, she said, if they deliver a dishwasher here, I will not let them in. She said, do not buy me a dishwasher.
In the time we've been talking, the Pistons are down 16 to the Nets, 51-35.
Welcome to Brooklyn.
Peyton Siva's playing right now? So he's in the game? Peyton Siva's in the game.
We just saw him the other night, didn't we?
Speaking of a guy who still the national champion until Monday, Peyton Siva with Louisville. Let's get a Red Wing update here. Well, we'll get a wing update in a second. 248-848-1130. We're talking about the Golf Digest cover with Gretzky's beautiful daughter on it instead of some golf, which would have made more sense.
I don't have an issue. I just think that is silly.
I agree with you. I agree. I do not need to see commonplace magazines now with hot babes on them because I am two clicks away from the best stuff ever.
Right, but they think that they're still the old days, Mark. Like they go, well, Sports Illustrated always has their best issue with the sprint swimsuit, so we need to do that. That's how we're going to get people. No. No, you're not.
248-848-1130 on a Friday night. Why not? Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You know, Rob, it's no secret. We've talked about it. I'm telling you. Really, Giancarlo Stanton hit a 480-foot homer.
that dude's a stud.
Hey, something else. Broken ball joints. You got your tie rods, your front wheels out of alignment, so on. If you're one of the many, Mr. Paca, that have fallen victim to these horrifying craters, take your car, truck, or van to the peoples of Mike and Company, the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Expert Car Care, that's X-P-E-R-T, services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z, something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing a transmission or engine. I'm telling you, I can look at you right now. And be sure to mention these two good-looking, well-dressed peeps.
Parker and the Man.
Oh, I thought it was two others behind.
No. There you go. And Mark, you know what? You will receive not only a free oil change with any work, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you.
$100, no holler.
I'm telling you, Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, Rob, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Sports Wrap next.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.